Golden Globe nominations came out this week, and while fans always like to bicker about what standouts should get the attention, there were a number of TV shows with diverse casts and themes that got totally snubbed, including one that received nearly universal acclaim, HBO's I May Destroy You. TV critic Eric Deggans has been busy thinking about this. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
So, I May Destroy You. Now, this is a show that broke a lot of ground. It's about a British-born black woman dealing with a very heavy subject, sexual assault. So let's listen to a moment early in the show. The main character, Arabella, calls a friend to try to piece together a night she does not remember.
Why is my head not bleeding? My phone smashed?
I think you fell.
Yeah, you fell. Where's the blood coming from? Why are you bleeding?
It's like my head and...
Is it bad?
No.
Well, that's good then.
That's all good, all good.
All right, so Eric, you write that I May Destroy You was the consensus pick for NPR media critics and one of the best reviewed shows of 2020, and yet it did not even get nominated at the Golden Globes.
Yeah, and I think that's problematic for an award show that wants to highlight the best of television. If you somehow miss not only the show, which was this sort of harrowing and really insightful drama, not just about this woman slowly figuring out that she was drugged and sexually assaulted, but also about other people in her orbit who are also struggling with assault in different ways. It aired during this summer when we had the civil rights reckoning over the death of George Floyd, and everyone was looking at television programming and saying, you know, are we seeing authentic depictions of people of color? It's a good example of a huge blind spot where they seem to miss the contributions of people of color, and it's hard to explain why.
Yeah, so that's just one show, but if you look at the nominees for Best Actors and Actresses, they're also very, very white. Only 4 of the 20 actors nominated are people of color, and no black women were nominated for an award. So who do you think is deserving of that honor?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I did a column that was published on NPR.org where I talked about this issue, and I mentioned, you know, names like Journey Smollett and Anjanue Ellis and Wunmi Mosaku from HBO's Lovecraft Country, Ajoa Ando, who played Lady Danbury on Netflix's Bridgerton. Zendaya did some incredible work on a Christmas episode of Euphoria. Uzo Aduba was great at playing Shirley Chisholm on Mrs. America. And then there were men of color who did great work. You know, Lamorne Morris on Hulu's Woke and Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us.
So, Eric, the list is long. I mean, I'm hearing you with this list. It's not like there weren't people to
choose
from.
I could go on and on and on. Chris Rock was on, you know, Fargo and did a great job. There's just this cavalcade of people of color who did great work last year, and it's baffling.
Wow.
So few of them were recognized.
You know what's kind of odd? I don't know if that's the right word or not, but you're talking about a problem on the TV side of the Globes nominations, and the way this works is that there's also film nominations for the Golden Globes, and this year they're actually really diverse. So what's going on? Why do you think there's such a contrast between what's happening on the TV and film side of things?
You know, my sense is that the members of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association are a little more focused on film anyway. Mm-hmm. And certainly on the film side, you had events like Chadwick Boseman's death that made people sort of hyper aware of the quality of his work in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. You know, Regina King, the director of One Night in Miami, that film just had tremendous buzz. They did a great job in one sense with the directors. You know, they nominated 3 women for Best Director in Film for the first time ever, but they excluded Spike Lee, who directed again a film that many people were saying was among one of the best films of last year, The Five Bloods. But at least on the film side, they had a lot more performers of color nominated, which somehow they did not manage to do on the TV side.
Well, you're a critic. I mean, you know that in these awards seasons, someone is going to get snubbed every single time, but you've laid out a pretty clear case that something odd is going on, it seems. And I wonder if that has to do with the group that is running the show here. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association, after all, is a very small, very elite group. What do you think? Should they be changing the way they do business here?
Well, what I can say is that when other award shows had problems with diversity or problems with staying relevant in their nominations, the first thing that they did was try to change up and diversify the ranks of their members. This happened with the Oscars. This happened with the Grammys. And I think this has to happen with the Hollywood Foreign Press. They need to understand that their choices are getting more and more out of step with where the mainstream of the industry is and where the TV watching public is. It may sound like I'm obsessing on something that doesn't matter a lot. You know, who cares who wins showbiz awards? But the fact of the matter is these showbiz awards are an important component of the success of a film or a TV show. And it teaches Hollywood what can be successful and what may not be successful. So if you want to see more TV shows about people of color, more diversity in the TV space, you have to look to these award shows and say, you got to be more inclusive when people do great work so that we can see more of it.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thank you so much and have a great weekend.
All right. Same to you.